Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan. Today we are learning Berak Gimel Mishnah Gimel and Berak Gimel Mishnah Dalet. As we learned earlier, any work that requires a professional skill, referred to as a Maisa Uman, is generally not allowed on Chol HaMoed unless it is needed to prevent a financial loss. It is therefore generally not allowed to write official documents, since these are normally written in a skilled and precise type of a way. Now, the documents mentioned in our Mishnah are needed in order to prevent either financial or personal loss. Therefore, they are allowed, in fact, to be written on Chol HaMoed. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu Kosvin B'moed, and the following documents may be written on Chol HaMoed. Kiddushei Nashim, documents for the marriage of women. Gittin, bills of divorce. Ve'shovrin, receipts for repayment of a loan. Diatike, testaments of gifts that were given by a seriously ill people. This is a document recording that is given at the request of what we refer to as a shchiv meira, someone who is very, very seriously ill. The Chachamim decreed that a seriously ill person can transfer property through simply orally declaring the transfer, without the formal acquisition of a kinyan that is generally necessary in order to perform the transferring of property from one person to another. Now, the oral declaration is effective only if the person actually died from the present illness. However, a document recording the transfer is required in order to actually prove that it took place. This document may be written on Chol HaMoed. Continuing in the Mishnah, Matana, documents attesting to a gift. Uprosbolin, prosbol, documents to prevent loans from being cancelled by the Shemitah year. Igros shum, letters of evaluation of a borrower's properties that a lender may collect his loan from it. The igros mazon, letters testifying that someone has agreed to support another person. Shtari chalitza umeyunim, certificates of chalitza to prevent the widow of a childless man to remarry. And certificates of meyun, which is a refusal of an underage marriage, that on a Torah level, a father may give his underage daughter in marriage. In the case of an orphan, the sages, the Chachamim, gave this right to her mother or brothers. Now, this was done in order to provide a safe environment for young girls who might otherwise be mistreated by various people. And since a marriage affected by the mother or brothers is valid only on a midrabanan level, a regular divorce is not required in order to end this marriage. Rather, the girl may annul, may get rid of, and abolish the marriage herself at any time before she becomes of age, but declaring before a court of three judges that she does not wish to continue in the marriage. This process is referred to as meyun. Continuing in the Mishnah, Shari Beirurin, documents recording which judges have been selected to judge a case, Ugzeros Bezdin, and records of court decrees that were, again, rulings handed down by a court, Ve'igro Shoroshos, and the permissible letters, meaning social letters between friends, those all may be done on Chol HaMoed. As the Bartanura points out, people usually do not write personal letters in a skilled manner, as we have learned earlier. Work that is not skilled, meaning Maisa Hedyot, is allowed to be done for the sake of Yom Tov, and sending personal letters on Chol HaMoed is considered a festival need, a Yom Tov need, since it adds to the simcha of both the person receiving it and the person sending it. Continuing now with our Gimel Mishnah Dalet, as the Mishnah continues discussing the topic of writing on Chol HaMoed, discussing various texts and whether they may be written on Chol HaMoed or not. It says the Mishnah in Kosvin Shtari Chov HaMoed, you can't write loan documents on Chol HaMoed if the lender is willing to lend money without receiving a document. Vim eino ma'amino, however, if the lender does not trust the borrower and will not give the loan without such documentation. Oh, she'ein lo ma'ashayocha, or if the person writing does not have what to eat and needs the job of writing it in order to have money for Yom Tov food, hareza yichtov, then he may write such a document. Continuing in the Mishnah, kosvin svarim tefillin mezuzah b'moed, we do not write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Chol HaMoed, even though they are mitzvah items. Ve'in magihin os achas afilu b'sefer ha'azara. We may not correct a single letter, even in the Sefer Torah, in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. from which the Kohen Gadol read aloud on Yom Kippur, as the Bartender points out, as part of Yom Kippur Avoda, the Kohen Gadol would read the Torah publicly in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and although it serves a communal need, this Sefer Torah may not be corrected on Chol HaMoed, since it will not be used during the actual Yom Tov. The next Tana, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kosiv Adam Tfilin and Mezuzah La'atzma, a person may write Tfilin or Mezuzah for himself in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tfilin or Mezuzah, but not for the purpose of actually selling them. V'tove shal yirecho tcheles letzisuso, and he may spin tcheles wool against his thigh to use in his tzitzis. Have a great day.